Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did.
Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to a bonus episode, friends.
Welcome to a bonus episode. We're recording it the same day we're releasing it because life is hectic.
I'm going to lean in. You ready? Towards this camera.
Are you going to lean in?
Look at that thing on my face. Look at that lip pimple.
So it is sizable, but here's what I'm going to say to you.
Sizable is the nicest thing anyone ever said about this lip pimple.
Gentle listener, this pimple is about the size of a pencil eraser. But think of all of the toxins that were in your body and now are coming out that aren't there anymore. That like your body is like one pimple less filled with gunk once that thing, you know, expresses itself, which hopefully will be soon and enjoyable.
You know, you sound like when a mom is trying to make the best of a really terrible situation for their child. Like, honey, I know your boyfriend dumped you on prom night, but think about all the amazing stories you're going to be able to tell based off of this one horrific event.
I know that your pants fell down during gym class, but think of all of the confidence you'll have now the next time your pants fall down. It's not going to be the first time you'll have dealt with this. And you know what? Everyone's going to forget about it. And they definitely will not call you Pantsless Diane when you have your high school, you know, reunion in 25 years.
Pantsless Diane, mommy told you to stop borrowing her G-strings last week. Did you listen?
Mom, it's not helpful when you are the one who calls me the mean thing.
Today, I'm recording from location. I'm in the Catskills.
You are, and you met our editor, Charlotte, last night.
I did.
We've never actually met her in person. So you finally met her. How did this go? Why did no one send me pictures?
So I have a photo. We only took one photo. And I will send that to you when we get off this recording session. But it was amazing. Charlotte and her husband, Ivan, they're so lovely. Bethany, they're so interesting. It was like Neil and I had just met them, but we had so much to talk about because they're the type of people just have so many cool life experiences that I'm just sitting there like, please tell me your stories. You know?
Yeah. What did you guys tell me the top three things that you guys talked about?
Well, Ivan is an architect. So we talked about him wanting to teach sustainability in rural areas.
Amazing. Wow.
So cool. We talked about Charlotte has a new gig and we talked about that a little bit. She's still going to be working for us. So, you know, panic attack was like, you know, subsided for now, even though she has this new gig and we're so excited for her. And then we talked a lot about beer and food. And, you know, Ivan was born in Finland and Charlotte's from LA. And we just talked about growing up and the differences like from different parts of the country, what it was like growing up. And I tried to convince Charlotte that I'm not as basic as I seem. And in the same breath, I was like, ooh, you grew up in LA? Do you know Mary Kate and Ashley?
You know what? It's like we talked about in our last episode. Like, there's nothing wrong with being basic. Basic just means that you have, you know, uninteresting interests.
Charlotte has essentially threatened my life, Bethany, if I don't bring you back up here in the fall. And she wants just you and me to come and stay at the house, at her in-law's house. And I was like, okay, yeah, Bethany loves crunchy leaves and she loves the fall. So there's no way that Bethany's going to say no, especially if I'm driving, Bethany. I'm just going to put you in my car and kidnap you.
I mean, I love upstate. And the thing is, I'm starting work on a project where under SAG, under like Screen Actors Guild AFTRA rules, we have to be corona tested every day, basically. So I will have like COVID tested. So I feel like I'll be a little bit safer to move around.
There you go.
You know, with like limited people. So I think that's good.
Yay. Well, I'm excited. We're going to crunch some leaves. Hey, we didn't even say what we're talking about on the podcast today. We're going to do some listener advice.
Yeah, we're doing some listener advice. We have a listener who thinks that he may have fallen out of love with his boyfriend, which I think is something that a lot of people are either in right now or they've experienced in the past. And should we get into it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. He says, "Hi, wonderful pod ladies. On the chance this email is used on the podcast, please call me something exotic and fanciful like Sir Eldritch of the Poppy Seeds or Archduke Don Von Vaughn or Justin."
Archduke Don Von Vaughn.
Von Vaughn.
Or Justin. Let's do Justin.
Of the Vince Vaughns. Vaughns. So he says, "My question to you is, how do you know if you've fallen out of love?" And is asking myself that question already giving me the answer? It's a little bit like when you ask yourself, am I really hungry? Then you know that you're not really hungry. So he says, "I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for over 5 years. Our first few years were long distance-ish. We were 1.5 hours away from each other by car. The first few years were filled with joy and love. One of us would travel 1.5 hours every Friday to spend the weekends together. Then we would switch the next weekend to split the driving. After a few years, I felt like I was on autopilot. Drive on Friday, hang out on Saturday, drive back Sunday, repeat, repeat, repeat."
"Then we decided to move in together. At the time, I thought moving in together would give me some variation and pull me out of autopilot and hopefully re-spark the relationship. We have lived together for about 3 years now, and I just don't feel all that much different. So the answer seems obvious, right? But here's the snag. For me, at least. I do not have anything bad to say about him. We complement each other really well. We live together really well. We get along. We embrace each other's quirks. We balance each other out with our levels of nerdiness. I love his family. The only downside, I would say, is that I didn't realize until a recent podcast when you said something, I do not get a sense of curiosity from him. And that is important to me because I am always curious and motivated, and he is super happy with status quo. He is always content. Nothing ever ruffles his feathers. I am never content. I am always striving to move forward. Maybe this stems from the fact that he is happy and secure as a New York City graphic designer, and I am always unhappy with my as of yet not so successful acting career."
He says, "I don't want to break up. I don't want to have to move out of my apartment I share with him right when we renewed our lease. I don't want to lose his family. But should I? I always feel grouchy and never truly happy. Communication is not our best trait as a couple, but we've talked about this a bit, and I always tell him I'm trying and working on it. Any words of advice?" And then he adds, "By the way, in our few conversations about it, he has expressed to me that he is happy and in love. I don't think I'm strong enough to break someone's heart. I've never done it, and I don't want to." Any words of advice? I honestly don't see what the issue is aside from, do you understand what the issue is? I think I maybe don't.
Yes. No, the issue is that he feels maybe like he's fallen out of love with his boyfriend.
So this is my question, because he says that the only downside is that his boyfriend isn't curious about things and that his boyfriend is sort of just always on an even keel, status quo happy. If that's the reason that we're going to call him Archduke Don Vaughn, we'll call him Archduke. If that's the only reason Archduke thinks that his relationship isn't good is because his boyfriend isn't curious about the world, I don't know if that's enough to end it. I mean, some people are just fine with the way things are. You can continue to strive, but it is something to be said about having a partner who's just like really stable.
Yeah. You know, Archduke Von Justin Von Trapp, I think that you're looking to maybe spice things up. And that doesn't necessarily mean breaking up with your boyfriend. That just means telling your boyfriend, hey, like, I feel like maybe some of our passion has sizzled. We should do something together and maybe like take up a hobby, maybe take up, I don't know, what do they call it when people go into the forest and look for things that are edible?
They forage.
Forage, yeah. Like take up foraging. You guys should take up a hobby together where you can learn and be curious together, because it sounds like you have a really lovely beautiful relationship going on that you're just feeling a little bit discontent with. Mm-hmm. And maybe that discontentment is coming from within you and you're projecting it onto your boyfriend.
That's what I'm thinking too. The more that I look back at this email, like he says, I always feel grouchy. I'm never truly happy. So there's clearly you're going through something. And if your career isn't going the way you want it to, of course, that's going to cause discontent and bleed into the rest of your life. But there's something, Kathleen, that you said in a previous episode that's always really stuck with me, which is relationships do not have to be dramatic to be good.
Yeah.
You can have a calm, stable, wonderful relationship, and it might not feel like it's going well because there's not the high drama of a rom-com. There's not like the sizzle of the same attraction you had when you first got together. It just feels kind of boring in how stable it is. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what you want.
Yeah.
Because boring, as long as you still care about each other and love each other and like find each other attractive, it doesn't have to be the I want to fuck you from across the bar eyes feeling.
No, and no relationship ever, that stage of relationships, they just don't last. They don't.
Yeah, like they're really sexy. They're really like, I want to rip your clothes off. Yeah.
I mean, like I'm away with Neil this weekend. We're staying in this beautiful boutique hotel in the Catskills because we needed to reconnect. We needed to do stuff together. And sometimes couples, they just need to sort of shut out the rest of the world and go hiking or have conversations over a fire pit that doesn't involve like your phone glowing in your face while you're also talking. And I find beauty and loveliness in stability. And I would hate to be in a world where I always felt like I had to shake things up.
Yeah, totally. I think that this sounds like a pretty great relationship. He's got a great family that you love. You guys are finally getting to live together. The fact that you have survived past a long distance into moving in together is actually really impressive because as someone who was in a long distance relationship for a couple of years, I think it's not the distance that breaks you up. It's coming together after the distance because you're not used to being around each other. You're not used to doing the day-to-day stuff with each other. You're not used to cohabitating, having these mundane conversations. That may also be a little bit of what's going on because when you are in long distance, when you see each other on the weekends or whenever, it's like sex and it's exciting and it's laughter and it's going out to dinner every night because you're only together for 36 hours. But that goes away when you move in together.
Yeah.
And that can often be when people break up. And so I think it's really impressive. And maybe you are, I don't know, maybe there's still a period of mourning what the relationship used to be, which was just like a 36-hour party.
And Justin or Von Trapp, Justin Dustuch.
Guarini Von.
JonBenet Ramsey Van Mystery. He also said that he loves his boyfriend's family, and I cannot even tell you how rare that is. You've hit the absolute jackpot if you love the family too, because that doesn't really happen that often. I mean, I'm lucky enough to love my husband's family, but I was just having a conversation yesterday with someone who was like, ugh, my in-laws are overbearing. And I was like, I don't know what that's like because I just have hit the jackpot. So don't break up. You know, if you want your boyfriend to be more curious, show him what being more curious looks like. Like, show him that you're curious about things that you don't know about. And in turn, he might figure out that life is more than just coming home and watching TV and doing the same thing every day, you know?
Yeah. Kathleen?
Yes.
I have this issue where sometimes I overestimate the amount of coffee that I can drink before I start to get jittery and have heart palpitations. So the way that I remedy this is by starting my day with a big old glass of water with liquid IV in it because it gets the hydration started so that the heart palpitations from my too much coffee don't happen.
Gentle listener, I'm typically a straight water drinker. That was until Bethany and I were introduced to liquid IV. because it is the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. It's like this packet of powder. You mix it into your water. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. And when I first heard this, I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I swear, like Neil and I are both hooked. We're addicted to Liquid IV. I feel so good after I drink it.
Same. And we had a listener who reached out to us for a different reason. But then she was like, oh, by the way, I have a medical condition where I get very easily dehydrated. And Liquid IV has been the only thing that helps me stay on top of my hydration. I was really excited because I was like, I don't have a medical issue, but also same. Aside from the medical thing, same. Look, proper hydration is crucial for your immune system. It can boost your immunity. And with Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Plus, it's packed with potassium, vitamin C, and other vitamins that are known to help your body defend against infections.
And if you're wondering, hey, what makes Liquid IV so effective? Scientist Kathleen is here to tell you. It's CTT, and that means cellular transport technology. Liquid IV is the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium, and it's delivered to your body through the water, and nutrients go right into your bloodstream. It's the perfect balance to help you hydrate more quickly and more effectively than water alone.
And Liquid IV is donating 3.7 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military.
Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TASTE at checkout.
That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TASTE at liquidiv.com.
Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com and use the promo code TASTE.
Kathleen, how do you know when you've fallen out of love with someone?
You know, that's a good question because it's never happened to me. I always say when I forget my ex-boyfriend's birthday, then I'm totally over them. Or like an ex-friend, when you forget that it's their birthday and the day just passes and you're like, oh yeah, it was so-and-so's birthday today. I think that like that's the sign that you're truly totally over them because you're not thinking of them on their day.
yeah.
You know, when you've fallen out of love with someone, I think in your heart of hearts, you know. To me, it sounds like Von Justin is just bored with his life and he's projecting. But yeah. Listen, if you've truly fallen out of love and you value this person as, you know, a human being that's meant a lot to you in your life, but you know you need to move on and find love with someone else, then you know, I think. But this email doesn't sound like that to me.
Yeah. I'm going to do a quick Google. How
do you know when you've fallen out of love? Wait, while you're doing that, can I just tell you, the last night, this place that we're staying, it has a huge bathtub. So I filled that mother effer last night and I got in and I opened up on my iPad the new Selena Gomez cooking show. And I was in the tub watching Selena Gomez. Bethany, it's such a good show. Such a good show. I was watching her make a French omelet. Okay, what does it say?
So her makeup line is also apparently very good. Okay, this is from Woman's Day. So every day is Women's Day, apparently, here. So this quickly says you spend less time with your partner, like you're enjoying your distance more and more, and you're maybe even going out of the way to get your own time. Mm. That could be a sign. You feel apathetic, so you sort of stop caring about your partner's emotions, their feelings. You're just like, ugh. If you're no longer attracted to them, just like straight up, if they don't feel special to you. So when the person you're with no longer feels special, it means you've likely begun to take the relationship for granted. You don't feel lucky that you found them. If you feel like they're just another fish in the sea, you're probably not in love. If you've stopped thinking of them when you're not together, that's a huge sign. If there's a lack of respect, so if you stop listening to each other, if you find that the two of you fight more, you're bickering, that might be a sign. A couple more. If you've just checked out, once you've checked out of a relationship, you stop trying to find ways to improve the situation and just accept the less than perfect state as status quo, which sounds maybe a little bit like what Archduke von Ferdinand is going through. And lastly, according to this article, if you just don't even want to work it out, like maybe there are some ways to improve it, but you're just not even really into it. That's a sign. And this is from an article by Mackenzie Dunn.
Interesting.
So I think those are pretty legit. It just sounds like a really big case of just like,
yeah. Yeah. That's the technical term.
A very big case of meh.
You know, but we would love to hear from you, gentle listener, if you've ever had a situation like this. Did you work it out? Was it more about you, or was it really like, no, the relationship is kind of done? Let us know how you knew when a relationship was over, and or if you fixed it. And just send us an email, unacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you.
I'm just thinking, God, that must be so hard and heartbreaking at the same time, because you don't hate them. They didn't do anything awful to you. You just fell out of love.
Yep. It's almost worse when they didn't do anything awful to you. You kind of want to make them like hope that they cheat on you, or hope that they, you know, I don't know, burn the house down just so you can be like, that's a thing you did, and now I have an excuse. It's why some people will just pick fights and pick fights and pick fights until the other person breaks up with them, because you just don't want to be the one to do it. But that's okay.
Well, Bethany, how's your life going?
And I feel like this is such a downer to like end the episode on. Can I tell you one thing that I learned that kind of was like really exciting?
Of course.
So I have a shower head that was just, the shower pressure was gone. There was no water pressure. It was a trickle. And I was so irritated. I would like not shower. I would dread showering. I wasn't washing my hair very often. Dennis took it apart. There was a water filter in it that was completely full. Oh. And he took the water filter out, and it was like, it was like a waterfall of like high pressure water. So make sure that your shower head, if it has a water filter in it, like change that
sucker.
Imagine
all of the gunk that must have been coming out of that water filter that you were putting over your body and on your face every single day.
I don't even, well, almost no water was coming out. So I think that it was just a small amount that was even getting through. We looked at the water filter and it was just black. It was black.
One of my favorite things to watch on Instagram or YouTube is when people fill plastic baggies with vinegar and then they put them over their shower heads, and they watch all of the mineral and the hard water dissolve into the vinegar. It's so good.
Wait, how does that work? What?
Yeah. Okay. Get some white vinegar. Okay. Okay. Get like a Ziploc bag. And fill the Ziploc bag with the white vinegar, attach it to your shower head so your shower head is completely submerged in the white vinegar, like, and rig it up there with a rubber band or something. Then you just let it sit for a couple of hours, and all of the hard water buildup will just come off of your shower head into the vinegar. It'll totally dissolve, and you're left with a really shiny new shower head.
Oh my gosh, I'm doing that now. As soon as we get off this, I'm doing
that. You do it, Bethany. You send me photos. You shine up that damn shower head. And then you take a shower and you sing that song that you just sang. Sing it again, Bethany.
I'll only do that for you if you send me pictures of you and Charlotte.
Yes.
You liar, because you said you would and you never did.
I'm going to put it on our Acquired Taste Instagram. Bethany, she's so amazing. She's perfect for us. She is. I'm in love.
I mean, she and I had like a Skype chat one night. Like we had like a 3 hour like martinis in Skype. But I've never met her in person. I have no idea. I know she's a tall, but I don't know for sure. So I'm excited to meet her.
She is. She's 5'8". She's got these really beautiful long piano playing fingers. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Gentle listener, follow Charlotte so you can see her beautiful piano playing fingers on Twitter at Chargar, on Instagram at Lit Fuck. Anything else, Kathleen? No. Anything else we should cover today?
I'm going to go get back in the bathtub and turn on Selena Gomez again. So see ya.
Okay. Love you. Love you, listener.
Love you more. Love you more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.